This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a measure that aims to reduce wildfires by eliminating obstacles to prescribed burns and other fuel reduction projects. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports on the bill that has bipartisan support.
The Cross-Boundary Wildfire Solutions Act is fairly simple. It directs the Government Accountability Office to study obstacles to conducting wildfire mitigation projects on land with multiple owners or jurisdictions. Within 2 years, the GAO is expected to share its report and recommendations. Here's the bill's sponsor, Representative Joe Neguse, a Colorado Democrat.
And then from there, eliminate, modify, make the necessary arrangements to ensure that those obstacles no longer exist.
Neguse is hopeful that the measure will make it to President Trump's desk because of the bipartisan support it enjoyed in the House, where 4 of its 6 co-sponsors are Republicans. Pointing to recent reforms like wildland firefighter pay raises, he says it's just the latest instance of cross-party collaboration on fire policy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Learning how to practice medicine can be a pressure cooker for young doctors. A CU Anschutz partnership aims to help them cope. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Leaders with the internal medicine residency at CU School of Medicine say residents for years said they wanted help with mental health, but they were so busy and often there weren't enough providers available. The program teamed with Saul Mental Health. Dr. Katie Siddharth is with the internal medicine residency program.
We schedule them all for this, and then it's the assumption that they will go. It's pretty early on that they get that relationship going.
She says this fall, more residents and trainees will get expanded coverage through Saul. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org.